There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the PMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Numbers 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Did I mention how good it feels to have you back in studio?
You did last week.
Like 2 weeks in a row, like... We could get used to this again.
Yeah, I'm trying, brother. I'm
Don't
trying.
Don't leave us for 5 months again.
I'm trying.
Anyway, sad week to come to the microphone for, because we're talking about Charleston and the aftermath of that. But he is Stephen Baldwin. I am Kevin McCullough. And we're grateful that you're with us. You know, one of the things that we like to do is try to have some fun. But every now and then, we just got to stop and talk about what's going on. And there's several of you that want to weigh in, 888-340-3373. Just before the break, DJ had called us from Brooklyn. DJ, sorry that we had to put you on hold over the top of the hour. Thanks for your patience. Your thoughts on the aftermath of the Charleston shooting?
First of all, like everyone else that's sane and rational, my heart goes out to the families that lost someone. Welcome back, Stevie B.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back again.
Thank you.
This touches on three topics, the nexus of which is seriously controversial. You got race, you got religion, and you have guns.
Hmm.
As far as race is concerned, until 1,000 years from today, when we're all intermarried and all are beige, there will be race issues because race is obvious. Secondly, religion. On the topic of religion, all religions were to give individuals solace. Yet, if you look around the world at the 20 or 30 wars going on, you'd be hard-pressed to name a war that did not have a religious component. And the more religious you are, in some ways, the more dangerous you are. The last topic, of course, is guns. Here's a rhetorical question. If the Constitution was being made up today with what we know today, do you think for a second that the gun provision in the Constitution would pass exactly as it is? I relate guns in a way to cars. They're both made out of metal, and they both have a purpose. On one hand, you have to be in New York, 18, pass a test, own a license, in order to drive at will. As far as a gun is concerned, any moron of almost any age can walk into a gun store in the South somewhere, buy a gun, go out and shoot somebody.
That is so not true, DJ. That is so not true. I mean, and I've heard...
That's not true.
I've heard that expression that you just said so many times, and I agree
about
with
guns,
everything you were saying up to that.
Being able to buy a gun?
Yes. There's no redneck gun stores in the South where you just walk in and they just give you a gun. That is not the way it works.
Well, you
have to go through federal background checks. You still have to get licensed in the state that it's given. There's all kinds of restrictions that are on it that it never used to be.
In New York, sure, but in other areas of the country.
No.
The Brady bill is national.
Every state in the country.
Florida, where people go buy guns and bring them up to New York.
Well, no, but to Kevin's point, the Brady bill is a national and or a federal law where if anyone in any state tries to purchase a weapon, they're going to have to wait 5 to 7 days until a background check has gone on.
Has cleared.
How about at a gun show?
Yes.
Same thing.
Same thing. It all
same
applies.
Thing. Yeah.
And they have federal marshals monitoring gun shows now.
Job, get the gun.
His dad gave him the gun. Here's the thing, DJ. And
there's another problem.
You're right.
Okay, so what do you want to pass a law then, DJ, that says that fathers who have respectful use of firearms in their family, this family didn't have any evidence of problems, that you can't, a father can't give his own son a gun?
I'm not saying that. Guns are legal. But did this kid have training on how to use a gun? Does he have a license to shoot a gun? I have a license to drive a car, and the purpose of a car is to get you from one place to another. The purpose of a gun is one thing and one thing only, to kill. And also, a lot of people that
But not all killing is bad, and that's
drink.
The problem.
What?
I said, but not all killing is bad, and that's the problem. You're assuming
Of course not.
Assuming that all killing is immoral, and it's obvious
no,
that
I'm
all
not.
Killing
I'm
isn't.
I'm not saying that.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. And there were probably some things that this guy, you know, there should have been probably some red flags on him somewhere. I don't know what degree we know about his mental health and to what degree that has been examined. But I just find it interesting that every time that somebody says, you know, they see something that bad that has happened, you automatically assume it's the gun's fault. There's as much breakdown here.
Inanimate object.
Thank you.
The problem is we have 300 million people in the United States. If 1% of that 300 million is deranged, we have 3 million nut jobs running around the country of various ages that have access to all kinds of insanity.
Yeah, so let's make sure that everybody else has more guns than they do. Let's just make sure everybody else has more guns than they do.
That's the Alan King. Do you remember Alan King?
No.
He was a comedian.
Yes,
and we were having, I think back in the 70s, we were having plane hijackings. His solution was, as you got onto the plane, you were issued a gun. So if some nut job pulls a gun and says, I'm taking over the plane, 150 people point a
Sounds
gun at
like,
him.
Well, mutually assured destruction. Sounds like the politics
yeah,
of the
right,
day.
Right.
Yeah.
But how about, do you think that the gun provision in the Constitution would be passed as is if it was voted on today by the entire country? That's an interesting question.
I think it would.
You think it would?
I absolutely, yeah. Well, here's the thing. 300 million people, as you described, 60 million of the 300 million own guns.
Oh, no. It's closer to 120 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I was given a conservative.
And there are as many as 300 million plus guns in ownership in America.
Right.
There's at least one gun for every person in the United
There's more than,
States.
Yes, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure if those numbers, you know, today being what they are, I think that part of what people believe that is, you know, the element of the freedom that comes with this country, I think those people would still be supporting that right to bear arms.
Well, keep in mind, when the Constitution was written, far more people needed guns to kill food to eat. Today, that's a very small number.
Okay,
that's
maybe.
A good point.
But see, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. That's the problem.
Agreed. But at the time, well, keep in mind, I have a friend that's a gun enthusiast, and he keeps on saying it's in the Constitution. At the time that Constitution was written, blacks were 3/5 of a person, and women did not have the vote. So, if you want to go back to that, that's one thing. On the other hand, I think that gun laws should be modified.
And those provisions were self-corrected through the constitutional process that the Constitution
Correct.
Laid out. So we
it
no longer
took
have.
A while though.
It did. It took too long. I'll go that
right.
far. It took far too long. Thank you, DJ. Thanks for always watching on Biz TV, and thanks for joining us on this Saturday night. I appreciate it. Spirited but valuable discussion all the time. Quickly, let's go to Tony in Augusta, Georgia, who's been very patient. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Yeah, great. Appreciate you taking my call and enjoying your show as usual.
Thank you.
And I'm an African-American myself. I've called you a couple times in the past.
Yep.
And I like to get my little input because it's like this here. You know, these people are showing you that we still got real men and women and adults that will stand up for justice and will stand up for genuine truth, you know, especially when, you know, you've had the men that stand forgiven that young man for doing what he did,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not giving him a pass or anything like that. I'm just my real Christian. And then, like you had mentioned, some of your callers had, he mentioned, and my condolences out to the families also. If for some that may even be listening to your show. But it's just that, you know, when you got people that can stand up and actually say they forgive. You know, and then when you got people like the president, with everything that's been going on in these countries, I mean, you got someone that's in the highest office in this land that genuinely don't know how to still conduct themselves as a presiding person over us. And it's like, it makes me wonder, you know, why would people want to put these type people in office? I mean, it's like many people sit there and say, you know, came out later and said, why would he say something like that? You know, why couldn't he at least give, you know, a little time to pass before they're going to talk about this gun control? But we know the manipulation behind the purpose of why they're doing this when it comes to these guns.
Well, I think Rahm Emanuel said it in his ear, never let a crisis go unexploited.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I've mentioned to people before. Is, you know, you're talking about his first chief of staff, you know. And it's just that for someone to say, to say stuff like that, because, like, even if you create these crises, you know, make sure you take advantage of it. And that seems like what they have been doing since this guy has been in office. You know, and it just really shocks me when people do this, and then a lot of people still don't get, we've got the wrong person that's representing us.
Period. Tony, you couldn't be more dead on. Thank you for your call. Sorry we have to cut you off. We've got to go to break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah. It's a rough night, a rough week for the American people, talking about a brutal killing. One person walks into a church, nine members of which are having a Bible study. They're reading the Bible. They're praying. They invite the young man, who is obviously quite different than them, to sit in with them. He sits through the entire hour plus length of time listening to the conversation, participating in the prayer time, and with all of that that goes on, still gets up, pulls a gun and says, "I hate black people," and starts killing people that were there. Nine in total of the 13 that I think were there. But all that being said, the nation has responded to it in some pretty powerful ways. When you consider Jon Stewart canceled all of his jokes monologue the next night just to say what was on his heart. We may still play some of that for you before we're done tonight, but we're letting you weigh in. Some of the family's victims saying to the killer himself in their first court hearing that they forgave him, that they want him to experience justice, but that they have forgiven him and that they hope God will forgive him too. Some powerful, powerful things. Your thoughts on all of this as we continue. And, well, look who's here. Line one, Gino from the Bronx, listening to AM 970, our flagship station out of New York. Hello, Gino.
As usual, there's got to be one dumbass who calls in and wants to repeal the Second Amendment and ban all guns, take them out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, because that's what the scum in the left-wing media want to happen. They want a race war. They want racial tensions. They want burn, baby, burn this whole summer long, because they're not going to let up on this case. They struck a gold mine. They got a 3-for-1 on this case. One white stupid piece of trash who goes to a church and murders nine people, they're all defenseless, none of them had a gun to protect themselves, and they're all black, and then he goes on the internet prior to that and does his racist screed, and then they're going to try to find a connection somehow, some way, to some grand conspiracy that Bloods or Crips or KKK are going to be fighting in the streets, because that's what the scum in the media want. They have descended on this peaceful, tranquil town, and already, not even the victims have even been buried yet. Already, a scum like Al Sharpton is already planning race riots and protests. The good people of South Carolina are going to deal with this little piece of trash. They're going to execute him without having Obama getting involved and sicking his sock puppet Attorney General, Loretta Lynchum High, because they don't need to do that. South Carolina will take care of their own. But the scum in the media want there to be riots. They want to burn all summer long. And then, of course, the added benefit is that they're going to try to pin this all on conservatives, on talk radio, and, of course, ultimately, on the imbeciles that are running on the Republican side, because not a single one of them yet has spoken out and said something even relatively cogent to what I'm saying here tonight. So let me be the first on my side of the political spectrum to say this. Unequivocally, this piece of white felt should be convicted, should be sent to the gallows as quickly as possible. But he's going to get his day in court. He's going to get the bleeding hearts that are never going to want to see anybody executed, because they're always anti-death penalty, and of course they're always anti-gun, and they're always against people defending themselves against these murderous barbarians. So I say this, America, you have to stay calm. Take the example of the people of Charleston and even North Charleston. They're not rioting yet, but if they listen to the bastards in the media who want to rape, pillage and plunder and cover it, because if it bleeds, it leads, then we're all going to hell. We are not going to survive as a people. We are going to murder each other, and then it won't matter who wins next year's election, because America will self-destruct. Our enemies couldn't have planned it any better, and these bastards in the media couldn't have found another cherry-picked case that they could do. But meanwhile, Officer Moore's murderer, black that he is, he's not going to get a federal civil rights investigation launched against him. They're not going to want to execute him. The death penalty doesn't exist in New York State, so this cop killer will most likely get 25 to life, or at worst, life without parole. Have we heard anything about Brian Moore's killer? Have we heard anything about the killers of all the other police officers that were gunned down simply because of a piece of slime like Al Sharpton, who has read the Riot Act to these people and unleashed the dogs of war? I doubt it. That's why all of us, whether you're white, black, red, yellow, purple, or polka dot, whether you're a conservative or a liberal, whether you're a moderate or independent, we must say enough. Stop this nonsense. Stop enticing and encouraging people to kill each other. We are all Americans. Let's get down to business. Settle these disputes where it's supposed to be settled. Not in the streets of Baltimore or Ferguson or Staten Island or Charleston, but settle it where it belongs, a court of law, and then in the political realm. I will stand with anybody, and I repeat, anybody that wants to march with me if I have to, and I'll go hand in hand, even with my worst enemy, as long as we agree we must not murder each other, and we must not listen to these rabble-rousers who want to put us all at each other's throats.
Well, I think, Gino, that articulate as always, but I think one of the things that you're pointing out is that the city of Charleston, and I give them massive credit for this, I think the leaders have been in charge. I think the community themselves have come together. You saw in the rap that we played earlier in the evening, the ABC News footage of the church service, there was as many white people as there were black people in the Emmanuel AME Church. And that demonstrates there's this massive unity that that city is putting forward. And again, I think it goes back to, and thanks, Gino, for the call. I think it goes back to, this is not a modern city that is dealing with race for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They've been dealing with it since before the slave trade began in the United States of America. And the fact that they have dealt with it all of these years, they've come all of this way, this is not a new conversation for the mayor of Charleston or the governor of South Carolina. They deal with this stuff like breathing. I think there's actually some hope here that this city and these people, from the forgiving of the shooter by the victims' families to the way the church and the community is coming together, I think there may be a little bit of a model here that the rest of the country could take away and say, hey, we should be more like that when it comes to how we respond.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, 888-340-3373. Real quickly, let's get Frank before the next break. Hey, Frank.
Hey, I can treat the symptom of cancer, a lesion that breaks out on my arm with some topical salve, and totally ignore the root cause of the lesion. So much like that, when they try to treat the symptom of gun violence, they're totally ignoring the root cause of the violence.
Mm-hmm.
If you can figure out why, the method of demise is irrelevant. As Archie Bunker said to Gloria Stivick one time when she ripped him about how much gun violence there was, he said, well, would it make any difference if they hit him in the head with bricks, little girl? You know, so in other words, get to the cause of why man
very well said
humanity to other men.
Very well said, Frank. You want a different nation, grow better people. That's my philosophy. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. So glad that you're with us coast to coast on great radio stations and the Biz TV television network, and of course on our Facebook pages as well as our websites. Kevin McCullough is my name. Stephen Baldwin is his, and we're discussing the issues surrounding the reaction to Charleston. And we want to say thank you again to Mike Lindell and the entire family of the folks at MyPillow.com, because without their valuable underwriting of what we do, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. 800-506-2641. If you want to try to experience the best sleep guaranteed you've ever attempted, the MyPillow is the key to it. It gets your cervical nerves around your neck and shoulders all in a relaxed state. That allows your muscles to relax. That allows the blood flow between your organs and your brain to start recirculating properly. And what happens is you go into the deepest sleep your body has ever experienced. And I know, because I've been experiencing it since April of 2014. That's more than a year, year and 2 months now, I guess, with the exception of four specific nights that I didn't have my MyPillow with me, and that was because I was on the road. I didn't get REM cycle sleep those nights. But the last full year and 2 months, I have had the most amazing sleep, night after night. It doesn't matter how long I have to sleep. If I only get 2 hours, if I get 4 hours, if I get eight, it's going to be deep. It's going to be restful. It's going to be restorative. And, friends, that's what the MyPillow does, and they guarantee it. Try it for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back. They'll send your money back, no questions asked. They'll also warranty it for 10 full years. It's washer and dryer capable, so you can keep it fresh throughout those 10 full years. And when you use our promo code, you're going to get 50% off the price in celebration of the fact that it was named the only pillow endorsed by the National Sleep Foundation. So call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC or Stevie B when you call. You can also go online and use the same promo codes, and you'll get 50% off there as well. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC or STVB when you call. All right, we're talking Charleston and the reaction. Let's go to Tampa, Florida. Watching on Biz TV tonight is Danny on line three. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Steven.
Hey, brother.
Steven, good to see you back again, man. I'm still keeping a steady buzz listening to Grand Funk Railroad, Led Zeppelin, Cream. After all, I'm from Wichita, and I'm from that era. And I'm the type of guy that Gino would have hated back then. It was anti-war. I love it.
I'm pretty sure he hates you now, too, Danny. Go ahead.
Okay. Now let me make my point here. First of all, this was not an attack against Christians. This was an attack of racism, as evidenced by this guy's race.
Who said it was an attack against Christians? Nobody said that.
It was an attack against racism, blacks, before it was any attack against Christians.
Nobody said it was.
Because there were predominantly
black people there. But he was in a church. That's what he's saying.
Could have gone to a white church, could have blown away white people, and no candidate, and the head of a NRA, listen to this, Stephen, the official from the NRA, this is what he said. He said that the pastor, listen to this, guys, the pastor, and you probably agree with this, the pastor at that church is to blame for the shooting because he did not allow guns in the church at all. He actually said that.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Go ahead.
No, it's true. You don't believe me.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
You're the one that
give me a source.
Mine, okay?
Give me a source.
Yeah, he said that, and that guy should be fired.
Give me a source.
Anybody who's for gun control, Stephen, because I can't talk to this guy.
I think
for gun control is responsible for that guy's death.
Pull Danny out for a second. He can't talk to me. Hold on, Danny. We're not done with you. But I just want to say this clearly. I don't believe that it is as you represented that quote. I don't think you represented it as it was fully said.
Yes, I did.
I don't think you did. And that's why you're not giving us a source.
You're never going to agree with
me. If you give us a source, Danny, if you give me a source, then we could look it up and fact check you, but you're not willing to do that.
An NRA official. I don't know the bastard's name. I don't know his name. Like Gino, the dumbass who would agree with that blowhard. You know, that moron.
All right.
That's right.
Are you done calling people names now?
Oh, it's okay for Gino to call names, but not me. I don't like
him doing it either.
Psychological help, Kevin.
Okay.
Psychoanalysis back to when you were a kid.
Thank you, Danny. Have a great week. I hope that you just have all kinds of fun. 888-340-3373. Line one, Annie from the Bronx. Hey, Annie.
Hi, guys, and happy Father's Day to you both.
What? Someone's being nice? Stop. So, let's do what.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Annie.
We love you.
I love you more. I wanted to talk about Iraq because this is a thorn on my side. I mean, you said we don't. It's not that important who we blame, Obama or Bush. What's important now is what we do now, and that is very true. However, I think in our minds and in our hearts, we have to. It is time to really, really come to the realization that we were a success.
Annie, hold that thought. We're going to let you finish it. Sorry. Got to take the...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, spirited discussion tonight as we are addressing the issues of Charleston, South Carolina, and what has happened in the aftermath of that horrific, evil shooting that took place there. Danny from Florida was just talking about an NRA spokesperson coming out and saying some things. We'll give you the facts on that in just a moment. And as I said, it is not entirely as he presented it. But before we get to that, Annie is joining us from the Bronx. And Annie, we had to cut you off because of the break. Go ahead and finish your thought for us.
Okay, thanks. I just want to say it's an injustice for us to not reckon with all the things that we rebuilt, all the things that we quickly, very quickly, with the help of General Petraeus, how we gained Maliki's trust, how we managed to get Iraqis to join forces with us, and then we abandon them. These people, think about it. Just imagine that. They gave up everything. They live in quarters with enemies. They gave all of that up. They joined forces with us, and now they're left hanging in the wind. we have to reckon with whose side we're on too, because it also dictates our commitment and conviction with how we're going to go on now with the second or third, actually, our third coming into Iraq. Obama knew this. This is something he knew since a senator. Should we remove our soldiers, this is going to happen. Not only did he remove them, he did it in a way that was worldly, bombastic, loud. I'm surprised he didn't give out Social Security numbers. So I think it is very important that we are fair to both the Iraqis who joined forces with us, how proud they were to be able to vote, and how we've abandoned them, and also how disrespectful to those soldiers, all the blood, all the sweat, all the money we invested. Are we not going to call that a success? I find it a success to be able to shop in Baghdad, and now you could barely breathe. That's a humongous difference. And if we could see the damage that Obama did, that's very, very important with how we're going to proceed now, because we need to proceed now with conviction and fearlessness, or else nothing is going
to
happen.
And it's interesting.
Listen to our generals.
And it's interesting, Annie. Thank you for your thoughts. And again, they're a little bit outside the pale of what we're talking about, but you bring it back to a very sound point there at the end, and that is that if you're not convinced that those that are in charge are actually focused on solving what the real problem is, then you're going to exacerbate the problem. Mm-hmm. And when the president, instead of taking just a second to gain his composure and say, in South Carolina, we're going to do the same thing, we're going to proceed in a way that is not only respectful to the victims, but we're not going to politicize this. He couldn't resist.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's going to do is it's going to further inflame the political hot nature of what all of this stuff is built around, whether it's guns or race or religion or whatever. And at the end of the day, nothing's going to get solved. And if anything happens, I think it's going to be made worse. And he's great at that. He's great at saying, yeah, I want to pull people together. But instead of doing that, he exacerbates whatever problem he touches. And there's a lot of people that have believed from the very beginning of his administration he did that solely for the purpose of creating additional confusion and anarchy. Let's go to Ronald in Atlanta, Georgia, watching on Biz TV. Ronald, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hello?
Ronald, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
I'm just going to make a comment about, I think the gentleman's name was Danny.
Yes.
And he made the comment that the spokesperson for the NRA made the comment about the if the pastor had allowed guns in his church, this would have never happened. I saw the same newscast that Danny saw. I can't hear you.
Go ahead. We hear you.
We didn't say anything.
Okay. All right. I'm watching you on television. I must have a backlog. Anyhow, I heard the same comment, and I took note of it because I thought, well, that's kind of weird. The guy's not thinking in terms of sympathy for the people, but it was kind of mixed up in the discussion about the flag and the Confederate flag and this, that, and the other. But the man certainly did make a very, I thought, untoward statement about guns should have been in that church.
Yeah.
Therefore, consequently, the guy wouldn't have walked in because he knew that people could have had a gun.
Well, Ronald, and, we did. Thanks for bringing that up again. I wanted to readdress it. Thanks for the call. What the person did say, and he was not an NRA spokesperson. He is a board member that was actually typing on a chat room. And in the chat room, he did say eight of his church members who might be alive if he had expressly allowed members to carry guns in church are now dead. Innocent people died because of his position on a political issue. That was something that Cotton wrote on the website that he moderates. This is the person that Danny was referring to. Two things that are important for context of this, and that's why I said it wasn't as simple. Danny was making it out to be very like, oh, well, the pastor, the guy said the pastor banned guns, so since the pastor did that, they deserve to die. That wasn't it at all. There's a debate in South Carolina over what kind of state it should be in terms of its gun access. This particular pastor was also a politician who happened to vehemently lobby on behalf of not allowing greater gun access. So he's voted for gun control on multiple occasions, and one of those happens to impact whether or not his people could have guns in his church. The NRA's board member wasn't trying to be purposefully inflammatory. He was in the context of who the pastor was and what the pastor did outside of the pastorate, giving some context as to this is how a political issue does impact mm-hmm. a local community in that way.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting because you do have to keep it in the right context. I don't think Danny was saying that Cotton was saying that, you know, if guns were allowed in this church, that, you know, we it's because of the fact that who knows what the outcome might have been or could have been or, you know, whatever. It is unfortunate that this event has taken place specifically in a church with a pastor Absolutely. Who's a politician. The irony of this is it makes it even more tragic.
Because both sides are going to claim victory, and both sides are going to say, see, it's you guys that are wrong.
And the truth is,
there's a lot of context
right.
to this.
And what was the scenario where the gal was the security person? Was it a church or something a year or two ago where she shot the one guy?
In Texas.
Right. Was that in a church?
Came in, I believe it was.
So there's a case where...
Instead, the shooter got plugged.
Right. So, point in case, clearly an example of the opposite, you know, yeah. taking place here. So, it's interesting for the discussion.
Yeah, to a significant degree. I mean, you had a church where they carried, and it was a different outcome. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, the Baldwin part of that equation. Stephen Baldwin, the good Baldwin brother. the baby Baldwin brother. That's what everybody in the circles I run in calls
know,
me. They're like, oh, he's the
I
good
know,
Baldwin brother. I guess. I mean, I don't know. He stays out of jail. That's good.
All the Baldwin good. Brothers are good fellas.
That's good. Well, you know.
We're just different.
That's putting it one way.
Yes.
Anyway, Kevin McCullough is the McCullough part of it, and we're glad that you're with us. Please join us on Facebook and on Twitter and all those places. Here's how John Stewart ended his monologue on the Charleston shootings.
Nine people were shot in a black church by a white guy who hated them, who wanted to start some kind of civil war. The Confederate flag flies over South Carolina, and the roads are named for Confederate generals. And the white guy's the one who feels like his country's being taken away from him. We're bringing it on ourselves. And that's the thing. Al-Qaeda, all those guys, ISIS, they're not compared to the damage that we can apparently do ourselves on a regular basis. So...
That's true. True words spoken by John Stewart. You don't like him? Go ahead. We're short on time. You going to make a point? Make a
I'm
point.
I'm going to transition into what I said from the beginning, which is it's nice to see that the overall observation here is one that's positive, one that's about healing, one that's about looking forward towards logical prevention. And using this as a means of respecting the lives that have been lost and coming together in a way that's seeking a solution to avoid these types of things in the future.
I think that's well said. And friends, tonight, think about it this way. What are we in a nation where all of us came from somewhere else? We're a bunch of immigrants that all ended up here. And unless we can learn how to get along and get past these issues, even tonight, the name-calling back and forth between different folks because they just so harshly disagree with those that are on the other side. Friends, we can't get past that. We're not going to change. If we want a different nation, if we want a different outcome, we have to become and we have to grow different people. Some people want to ignore the spiritual component of life. Some people want to ignore the moral component of life and say, no, you can do this in a vacuum. I happen to not believe that. I don't think Stephen believes that either. It's one of those things that you need to consider, though. So that's it. You still got more to say. Join us on Twitter, on Facebook, online. And if you missed any bit of this, Biz TV will rerun this entire broadcast at 11 p.m. Eastern. And we will have it up on our SoundCloud podcast feed within just minutes following the conclusion of the show. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stevie B.
Good night.
We couldn't be happier than to be with you. We'll see you next week.
God bless.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.